the summer of 1858, U.S. soldiers went to Utah to put down a supposed Mormon rebellion. However, their three-year stay in Utah saw no military action. Some believe it may have all been a ruse to help the cause of the Secretary of War. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Each day, The American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of The American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from The American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
In 1857, word reached the White House that Mormons in the Utah Territory were rebelling against the U.S. government. President James Buchanan ordered one-third of the entire U.S. Army to head to Utah. They were met by resistance from the Mormons under Brigham Young.
As far as they were concerned, there was going to be a battle or a war going on. And so he was gathering troops to counteract the United States Army coming at the same time. And fortunately, during that winter of 57 and 58, cooler heads prevailed and got together and came up with a peace agreement that the Army could come into Utah.
But the fort could not be in the Salt Lake Valley, so it was built here in Fairfield, about 40 miles to the southwest of Salt Lake City. Some believe the rumors of rebellion were stoked by the Secretary of War, Floyd, who saw a much larger civil war looming on the horizon.
There are a couple conspiracy theories. None have really been verified that it was really John Floyd who was the Secretary of War, who encouraged Brigham Young to send troops to Utah, telling him that there was a rebellion going on when in fact he didn't know for sure. But being Secretary of War, seeing that a civil war was coming up, he was from the South, Virginia, and wanted the Army off the East Coast, which basically he got with that.
Floyd may have helped the South in another way when the new fort was built in Utah.
He was also in charge of all the Army contracts for Camp Floyd, and he would only hire Southern businessmen for those. And we don't know exactly for sure, because he fixed all the books as he left the Union, but spent somewhere between $14 and $40 million on Camp Floyd, trying to keep him supplied out here.
What happened to Camp Floyd? It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Fairfield, Utah, I'm Andrew McCrae.